It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Your host, Evan Golden, a.k.a. Golden TV, as always here at the studios at the Berman Law Group in Boca Raton. Welcome to our Music Monday edition. We have a South Florida artist, a recording artist who joined us in the studio. His name is Cartel Prezi, if you didn't know already by checking him out, looking fly, looking cool as hell. But he is about to drop a new album. He's was born in California, but he represents, I think you claim Florida, right? You've been living here your whole life,
South
right?
South Florida is my home.
I like that. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Weather's been beautiful. You know, it's been
you
a
live
good
in
year.
Paradise.
Yeah. I can't complain.
That's what I'm talking about. So music, man, you're making, everyone's talking about this new album that's coming out, Rich Prezi and Uber Rolling Now. The single is just blowing up all over the internet. Crazy streams, crazy downloads, man. I'm proud of you. I love that you get to represent our own state, our own kind of own town here in South Florida. So kudos to you on doing what you love to do and blowing up. And I think this album is just going to take you to another level. You expecting that?
Yeah, definitely. Ever since I dropped the album, I've noticed a lot more engagement, a lot more people reaching out. Definitely, I'm getting positive feedback from the album. So it was a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, but, you know, I got it done and it's out there now. So now all I could do is work on the next hits, you know.
I love that. So tell me kind of a little bit about your background. Have you always been into music? You always been creating music? Is this a new love?
I've been creating music for a very long time.
Yeah.
I sucked at first. You know, everybody sucks at first. Unless you're like Bob Marley.
This comes naturally.
Yeah, it just comes naturally. But, you know, at this point, now I'm so comfortable with myself. You know, I make songs a lot quicker now. You know, I can just, I can hear a beat, I can go there, and I could form, I could put a foundation down for a song in like a couple hours, right? Also, I self-produce a lot of my stuff. So I think like right now I'm at a very, I want to say I'm at my prime right now.
Who are some of your like musical inspirations? Where did you kind of really develop just kind of love for creative music?
Oh, man. You know, I never forget that one day. My mom had to run. I was a kid, and my mom had to run into the store real quick, and I was in the car, and one of my cousins gave me a Wu-Tang CD. So at the time, you know, I put the song Triumph, and when I heard it, it just blew my mind. Right.
That's a classic. So that you heard that, and you just vibed with that, you connected with that. Yeah. But how'd you think, hey, I could do that?
No, I didn't even think that at the time. You know, I was just like, what is this, you know? And Tupac was still is one of my favorite artists.
And they're still releasing new Tupac songs, man.
Yeah.
Almost, I think it's over 25 years, and they're still dropping things online.
It's true.
Mix and match and remastering, so.
But yeah, like, the thing I loved about Tupac was that he was a purist. He was a realist, right? So a lot of times I use him as an inspiration when I'm writing, at least, because he always sent a very strong message. So sometimes I feel like, sometimes you can say 20 different things with 3 different words. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's always my goal when I'm in a creative mood, because I think music is not two-dimensional, right? It's got different dimensions. And when you could find out how to exploit these dimensions, that's when you start, you know, that's when you become more successful.
How rewarding is it when you, like, hear fans and they say, you know, you changed my life and you inspired me? Like, you're doing more than just getting something to dance to or bump to. You're touching people's hearts and maybe giving them a whole new outlook or perspective on life.
It's true. Usually when that happens, you know, I have a very mentor type of personality. So a lot of times when people come to me and they say, Prezi, I want advice with this, or Prezi, I want advice with that, or even if they're giving me compliments, you know, it's like, I want to resonate to others like what my formula is, right? Because I feel like, you know, you should always give back, right? So if I've accomplished something with a certain formula, the formula could be published on paper. Like, anybody could have the formula, right? But it's the perseverance, it's the execution that makes it all come through, right? So I never like to hide things or how I did things, right? I always give out like how I did it, you know, just because I know that maybe one out of 20 people are actually going
to
do it.
No, it's dope. Hey, listen, we always try to provide our viewers and listeners with some golden nuggets. So what you say and how you approach music, you can kind of almost approach life with that. So that's some good words to live by, some good wisdom there. I appreciate that, man. Cool stuff. How'd you get the name Cartel Perezzi? Who gave you that? You self-claimed?
So my last name's Perez. So in high school, middle school, you know, they call me Prezi. The cartel, you know, I love the idea behind what a cartel is, right? Because, you know, people hear cartel and they think, it's Pablo Escobar or some type of mafia or some type of crime-related thing, right? But in reality, a mafia is a group. It could be legal manufactured goods. A group that tries to keep prices on something high and eliminate the rest of the competition. Right. So I'm really heavy into technology. Mm-hmm. So you can apply the same concept of what a cartel does in the crime game, in the mafia game. You can apply that to anything, any type of manufactured good. So, you know, that's what I plan on doing with technology. You know, I plan on doing what a cartel would do with technology.
And then as far as music applies to technology, you got to be pretty savvy with technology. I mean, what you could do now with software on computers and laptops, I'm sure you're taking a full advantage of all that type of stuff.
Definitely. Right now, I'm actually, you know, I can't disclose too much on this interview, but I'm vested into a company. It's a startup right now. The people in it are veterans, the graybeards, as they call them. and we're basically building out a very generic platform. Basically, this platform will be able to solve a really common problem across any type of industry. On the first run, we're tailoring it for the music industry.
So different solutions and stuff?
Yeah, so this is basically a marketplace solution that we're working on right now. Actually, we have a early version of it on the App Store right now. It's called Indie Pro.
A little sneak peek. So you can check out Indie Pro. That's right on the Apple. It's on the Apple Store.
Apple Store and Android Store. Right now, you know, it's kind of like a pre-release thing. Right now, we're trying to target businesses who provide services. Services like these, like, you know, whether it's an interview or to get in contact with different media outlets. Right now, you can list your services on this platform. And then in return, musicians will be able to book them and schedule them.
That's going to be cool. I like that. That's a cool concept. I thought you were going to bring that big fake mustache you rock sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I had to do it. I had to do it for the gram.
Hey, that's funny stuff, man.
You know, here's the thing. Like, you have to be engaging, right? Like, chances are if you just observe, like, who your favorite influencers are, who your favorite rappers are, go look on their Instagram. You know, they're engaging. Whether they're being an idiot, they're being emotional, whatever it is, there's an engagement there. And lately, I've been really learning how to exploit that type of engagement. So sometimes I'll act like an idiot on my gram, but like, hey, who's got the last laugh, you know? It's me.
So I think a lot of artists or maybe influencers or public figures can maybe learn from that. Instead of just maybe posting your exact work, maybe just kind of give your followers or fans a more inside look at who you are as a person and really connect and give them an opportunity to engage and converse, because everyone's kind of so scared to show, like, hey, we're just human. I laugh and be silly. I'm not just all business. I have fun too. So great follow. Viewers and listeners, make sure you follow Cartel Prezzi right on Instagram. And he's not just sharing his music. Like I said, he throws on the mustache and he becomes what is that character's name?
That was Pablo Escobar.
Young Pablo, huh?
Young Pablo.
That's cool, man. And I like how you're saying, look, sometimes when people hear the word cartel, they think of automatically like a negative type of connotation with it. But it doesn't always have to be, like you said.
It doesn't always have to be.
No, it's good, man. I love getting education on my show, man. Yeah. Talking about stuff like you mentioned earlier, influencers, is there a musical artist that you look up to or someone you're like, dude, I have to collaborate with him or her?
It's hard because you know how the industry's changed in so many ways. Every year, there's another freshman up on XXL. There's, you know, people are making moves. And it's the younger cats now, right? Like, you know, 20, if you're in your 20s, early 20s, even in your late teens, you're a lot more likely to succeed if you've been trying to do it for a couple years now, right? It's a young person thing right now. But, like, in terms of looking up, I always look up to people who kind of create a new lane. You know, this past lane was kind of like that emo type of emo type of rap, which I'm not really too into, because honestly, like, I have a happy life, that type of stuff.
If you could describe, I guess, your style of music, could you put it into words?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, I see where you went with that one. So, I definitely like influencers, kind of like, a lot of my music is inspired by, like, Kanye's type of beats. Mm-hmm. The way Kanye uses auto-tune. You know, I like that feel-good type of vibe, newer type of vibe. Bass is really important to me, right? So
bring back the bass.
Bring back the bass. The thing I love about bass, it's like, believe it or not, but bass itself has come a long way, right? Like, right now what's in is, like, the distorted 808 type of bass. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that inspires me when I hear a beat and I hear that bass just, you know, that's inspiration in itself.
What's your thoughts, I guess, speaking about, like, South Florida artists? I always see Lil Pump at Miami Heat games. You a fan of that guy?
Yeah. You know, the one thing I like about Pump, really young, which kind of enforces what I was just saying.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, really young, really successful. Study Pump. You know, Pump makes you laugh, man. Pump just makes you laugh. He just does outlandish shit. He's engaging. You know, that's the secret formula, is being engaging. So I think Pump highlights that. Pump makes an example out of that. If you looked up engaging in the dictionary, you might see Pump, because he's very engaging.
So it's not just about making the music. Music's just a part of it, to really have your music reach a worldwide, you know, reach. You have to do all those other elements, and it's obviously, with the power of social media, it gives you that opportunity.
You know, it's sad to say, but music is, like, only one piece of the formula now. Maybe 10 years ago, it was everything. These days, it's not so much. People have to know you. People have to connect with you. When people want to Google you, or people look you up, or people spend time, because it takes time, you know, going on someone's profile and going through their little post, it takes time. Why should they give you a minute of their time? And I can answer that for you. The reason why they're going to give you a minute of their time is because people, they live a day-to-day type of thing, right? You know, they want to live outside of the box for that one moment, you know? People are sitting in offices. People work. You know, people when they look at you, they want to escape the reality, just even if it's for that 1 or 2 minutes, right? So unless you provide people with that, then you're not going to engage a lot of interest. Like some of the people are doing now.
Yo, man, I love the wisdom and the nuggets that you're dropping. Listen, there's a lot of musicians out there that they're grinding, they're trying to take, you know, their game and their career to the next level, but they don't really know what avenue to go or where they maybe should be focusing their time and effort. So it's nice to hear from a successful artist, kind of, because I like that you're transparent. Like you said that earlier, a lot of people are like, I'm not telling you my secrets. I ain't telling you what to do. Like,
trade secrets.
Hey, but it's cool that you look. It seems like you kind of want everyone to win. You want everyone. There's enough food for everyone to eat.
There's plenty of food to eat. Another thought is, like, you never know who's going to be the next big thing, right? So sometimes some of my boys ask me for little favors. You know, shoot me this, shoot me that. Let me some money. Let me hold some money. I'm like, damn. You know, I just think, like, I'd hate to tell this guy no, and then like 2 years from now he blows the fuck up, and I'm just there like, you know, maybe he's on a tier above me, you know, and I'm like, damn, I should have lent him that $20, man.
Hey, that's it. What goes around comes around, man. Damn right. Got to give to get. That's a good attitude, man. We are talking with Mr. Cartel Prezi. He is rising the charts, man, of music right now. He's really making a name for himself, not just here in South Florida market, but worldwide, nationwide. So a lot more big things coming. Like I said, please follow him on Instagram. Great follow. He's doing some funny stuff on here, and he shows that you can look when it's time to make music and it's time to do business and when there's time to play. But listen, I think you're finding a great mixture of doing it all together.
Yeah. That's the key, right? Because it's all a balance. You can't just only make music. You can't just only be a jackass on camera. But if you learn how to intertwine them together, you know, your success might be more probable.
You ever own a cassette tape with music on it?
Yeah,
back you in did? The,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Look too young.
Dude, I had the purple tape from Rakim, man.
Look at that. Yeah. All right, so you're one of those OGs, man. You were born to do this. You've been listening to the right stuff since day one.
Yeah.
I like that. Rakim has some beats, man.
Yeah.
Did I say his name right? Rakim? I don't even say it right. Don't make me look bad on my show. I'm going to lose streak.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make myself look bad because was it Rakim that had the purple tape?
It sounds right.
It was one of them.
Yeah. The purple tape. My friend Google knows.
I just disclaimed it, guys, so if I was wrong, then.
Nah, you got it. You got it. I think, was it Method Man, the purple tape featuring Raekwon and Spectre? Yeah, I know exactly what we're talking about. Purple tape. That's some old school. I don't even remember that stuff, but I remember. That's back in the day.
Real old school.
That's cool, man. Now, let's talk about the Miami music scene. Is this a hot spot for making music? Like, you don't have to be in New York City or L.A., Hollywood. Like, I guess you can make music anywhere now, right?
The day that the internet became the world, mm-hmm. right? And the day the internet became the world is the day that your physical location became irrelevant to your success. You know, right now you don't need to be, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, if you could live in Hollywood, you know, you're going to be in the scene. You know, a lot of people, once they start, their career starts taking an uplifting, you know, they have to travel to California. They have to travel here. They have to travel there. You know, if you so happen to be in one of those showbiz type of cities, obviously it's a greater benefit to you. But to get to that point where you're getting booked for these type of interviews or getting booked for these appearances, you know, the internet's key. You don't need to be there to do that.
What's it like for you performing live, mic in the hand, on stage, looking at the audience? Can you put that into words?
There's nothing like it. One thing I can say, though, that's really important is the onstage acoustics. Like, if you can't hear, if the speakers are not in your face, the monitors, you know, you can't hear yourself. That kind of affects it, right? So, like, if I have to perform, really, like, it has to be an optimal environment for me, right? Like, you know, one thing that kind of ticks me off sometimes is, like, I'm trying to enjoy my day and people want me to freestyle. I love freestyling, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, I want to deliver a performance when I know it's going to make me look good, right? So, when I perform on stage, you know, it's got to be one of those things. Right now, we're trying to get, I might be going on tour a little later this year. I'm trying to hit a couple spots around the U.S. These would be bigger than your typical, like, local performances, which these days, you know, everybody's got to do it, right? Like, everybody went to those little local, even pay to perform, all that stuff. Like, people have to do it. There's no getting around it. But once you've done it a certain amount of times and you believe, like, hey, you know, my work is too valuable for me to, you know, to be on that tier with other artists or whatever. That's when you could be a little more selective about, like, hey, I want to perform here, I want to perform there. So right now I'm trying to go on a kind of a bigger scale than I'm used to.
Right? Oh, that'd be so cool. I look forward to seeing that. And then as far as, like, the business side, the industry side, are people still looking to get signed by record labels? Can you be independent and be just, I mean, you hear so many success stories. What's kind of your goal or thoughts on that?
I mean, I think the answer that I gave you previously about the day the internet became the world, mm-hmm. that really changed a lot of things, right? Like,
because you don't need a record label to put your stuff on Spotify, SoundCloud, and all that stuff.
You don't. Where the record label comes in handy is the budget. It's solely the budget. It's like, you know, you could put your stuff on these outlets, but the one thing the record labels have is like, hey, I'm going to put these on the outlets, and then I'm going to pump $100,000 into this, $50,000 into that. I'm going to do a radio campaign there. They have they know exactly what to pay, when to pay it, and the results they're going to get, right? The average artist is not going to have $100,000 for a marketing campaign, right? So on the other side of the fence, you know, if you get a record deal, they're paying for all this. Like, remember, they're doing that because it's a business, Dave. They're going to make money. So usually, you know, you might get the shit end of the stick. You know, it's subjective.
Yeah,
it's subjective.
Because they may, obviously it depends on contract. They could be using all that money. They blow it up, crazy sales, crazy thing. But you're not seeing a piece of that. All obviously going back to them. Maybe record two, album three is when you might be able to start seeing some of the at least the financial gain.
Exactly.
But
a lot of the financial gain too, when you're dealing with a label, it's all performances, right? So, you know, they'll literally...
That's what they say, merch and performances.
Yeah. I mean, and at that point, like, can you complain? Because if they blew you up and you're, like, super famous, you know, you could sell merch and, you know, do a tour every year, make a couple hundred thousand dollars just you know, minimum off a tour.
And doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
But yeah, I mean, personally, the couple little record deals they tried to throw at me, they weren't, you know, I know what I'm worth. One thing I've gotten really good at in life is being patient and waiting, waiting for the right opportunity. I'm an opportunist. So at the time, you know, they didn't make sense for me because I had more money than they were offering me. So I was just like I'll just invest in myself.
With your tech background and your skills, is that helping you, though, within your music career?
In a weird way, yeah. Definitely, I have a very broad understanding of the way applications and work in general, because everything now is an app, you know. So it definitely helps when you're thinking about how am I going to market, how am I going to get this person to do this action and see this thing I want them to see or listen to this thing I want them to listen to. Everything's a conversion on the internet, right? So that plus previously being in the advertising industry, you know, a technology, I was building an app, and it was in the advertising industry. So a lot of that jargon, you know, kind of is stuck in my, you know, like it's stuck with me. But that type of stuff really helps me when I'm thinking about how am I going to market this?
Right.
How am I going to market this? So yeah, I definitely would say I have kind of an unfair advantage in terms of technology.
Hey, utilize it. Utilize it, man. Yeah. Hey, cool stuff, man. I think that a lot of people don't have that, I want to say that, the opportunity or the leverage where they can be patient and they'll take any opportunity they can or sign with anything, and they could really, it could be detrimental to your career.
It is, and it's because you need to eat, right? I know I'm fortunate, you know, I'm a pretty fortunate person, like, in terms of the, you know, my business etiquette or like how far I've come in my career, you know, I'm fortunate. I could take 3 months to make a decision, right? Like, you know, I could get some sudden fee, you know, and I could take care of the fee and it's not going to hurt me. So with that being said, you know, that's how I'm good at being patient. But, you know, a lot of people right now are in a kind of like a trap, right? Where it's like they're living day to day. They're trying to make the ends meet at the end of the month, borrowing money from people. Like, you know, I understand it. Like, not everybody is as fortunate as me. So with that being said, sometimes people have to do what they have to do. And that's when, you know, they could get into a messed up record deal, or, you know, a messed up, even if it's not music, a messed up deal, just because they're skating on thin ice, right? They have to make a decision that same day. So one thing I do recommend to anybody in the music career, focus on the money first. Whatever it is, even if it has nothing to do with music, focus on the money first. Because if you only focus on the music and no money, you know, no, you don't want to be a starving artist, you know? Not in that way, at least.
No. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Good nuggets, man. Wise man. I appreciate this, man. Dropping some knowledge, not only with our viewers and listeners, but like I said, there's so many aspiring musicians out there, whether you're a rapper, or a songwriter, producer, obviously all elements, it kind of all correlates and they all could be kind of taking that same advice. But obviously when you do have some of that financial wherewithal and game behind you, it takes a lot of the stress off. Yeah. Takes a lot of the pressure off, and it helps you probably be a lot more creative when you're not worrying about that other stuff, you know?
It's way more creative.
Right?
Way more positive music as the outcome, you know?
For sure.
That's another thing I kind of want to talk about. Like, right now, the current wave of music, I see, like, a lot of violence. You know, a lot of music, I hear it, I get a bad type of aura. Like, I don't want to hear anything that makes me feel a bad way, right? So, but I know it's a culture thing right now that's popping, you know what I'm saying? What I want to see from other artists, I want to see more positive music, you know. It doesn't have to be soft, you know. You can still be hard. You can still be dope, you know. But you don't have to talk about the negative shit like killing people and all that bullshit. You know, nobody wants to hear that shit.
Yeah, I think when you look at the gangster rap element, or a lot of these people that are rapping it and they've never ever lived that life or know nothing about it, so whether you're faking it. But I think when you look at how, like, that's what I said earlier, how many people are affected by music. You don't realize who's listening to it, what it could have done to their outlook on life. Maybe they were about to make a bad decision and you change it. So, dude, I'm all about the power of positivity. That's why I always try to rock some gold, just to share some golden energy.
Yeah,
and golden
I
aura,
definitely
man.
Like the accent you got in here. It's like everything's all gold.
That's it, because I'm just trying to share the golden. Because like I said, there's so many musicians out there that are, you know, look, popping bottles, girls, hoes, killing, being gangster. And look, are we trying to glorify that? Is that even a good thing? No, let's talk. You can be a positive influencer, you know, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I like that you're taking that approach.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I like in my last album, you know, I was kind of vulgar, you know. Everybody goes through periods in life, right? They go through phases. It just in that phase, you know, I just kind of had like a, you know, fuck you type of. That's just how I felt.
That was your. Hey, listen, that's how artists change, you know, feelings and moods and have a different voice to share. So,
yeah.
As you grow and develop and become who you are is what you'll be sharing with the viewers. Do they ever have, you know, like in 8 Mile with Eminem, how they had those like freestyle rap battles? They have any of those down here? I want to go to one of those.
Yeah, you know, they do. So a lot of the stuff here is open mic. Right now in South Florida, I think the biggest like indie artist spot is Wynwood. Wynwood, you know, they have a lot of that open mic. You know, it's very late night spots. You know, you want to go freestyle, you could probably walk in any corner in Wynwood and find a little cypher going on. I used to love those things. But, you know, you get to a point where it's like we were talking about, you know, you got to make ends meet, right? So when it gets to that point, like, who has time to go to the corner and rap? Like, I don't got time for that. But I would definitely recommend hitting up Wynwood. Probably you could just look on Instagram.
Yeah, Wynwood's definitely the new spot when it comes to like arts, entertainment, and just kind of creative juices flow. Like if you're like, dude, I need a writing session. I need some new music. What's kind of your agenda? You going to the beach? You taking a car ride? You just chilling at home in the bed?
I've done it all.
Where have you felt like the best creative juices flow from? What environment? What do you have to be doing? Where do you have to be?
The shower.
Everyone says they do their best thinking in the shower, man.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the steam and the natural reverb, but you know, to me, the best songs I made, because you have two approaches, right? You could be a songwriter, right? Or you could just like be a rapper, right? So like to me, the best songs I've came with no beat, just in the shower, like just messing around, like, wait, I kind of like that, right? So you hit the right little phrase there in the shower and then it's in your head. Sometimes I'll record it because I'm on a run and, you know, I'm not going to remember it. I actually have like a whole folder of just like random little singing things I record.
Right in your phone, right?
Yeah, they're on my phone. Sometimes I go back to them and you know, I'll then like make a beat or like think of the rest of the song. But like when you do that approach, right, and it's about the words, the melody, the rhythm, all that first, then you make a beat for that. You know, you're doing songwriting, right? Like you have a purpose for that song. Right, you had an idea for that song. The other way you can do it, right, show up to the studio and like, oh, what beats you got? Or just go through a list of beats, and then you can spend hours and hours just rapping, and then before you know it, you have it written shit, and you've just been rapping on beats, and, you know. So when I produce music or I make songs, I go in there with a purpose, especially since my time is limited. You know, what I've gotten really good at in life is like, all right, you're going to have 3 hours to do this one deliverable. You're gonna have 3 hours to do it, so pace yourself accordingly, right? So a lot of times when I'm making a song, I have a purpose, you know, like I already know what I'm gonna record that day. Sometimes I get on the mic and mess around. Sometimes the beat is really good, you know. Sometimes my producer sends me a beat, I'm like, damn French, and then you know, then I'll get to work on it. I'll throw on the mic and come up with some concepts, but like I said, a lot of the times this has just been written before a beat even existed, you know.
So you got folders of just lyrics and different things you just pull from. You could probably mix and match and make like a sick song.
Yeah, you know, I go through songs that I made years and years ago, and then like two of them on Rich Prezi, you know, I made these songs years ago, you know, and I wasn't that good at mixing. We didn't have the right engineer, but then I come back to them and I'm like, damn, if we mix that, that'll be tight. So, you know, two of those songs I reincarnated. you know? And the thing that gets me is, like, they were ahead of their time because they sound relevant now. So, like, that means 3 or 4 years ago, you know, they were ahead of their time.
Who do you think the baddest female artist is?
Damn. I got to say right now, you know, Cardi B's on top right now. She's got a huge following. She's like the hottest. Then, you know, you have Nicki and, you know, all those other female rappers. But at first I didn't like the female rap stuff too much. It's kind of growing on me though, you know, it's kind of growing on me. Especially, you know, I love to see women doing their thing and being superstars in their own way. You know, traditionally it's like, you know, the girl R&B singers, they got to be reserved and classy and all that. But not now, you know, you have these chicks that are just like starting these huge waves without having to do that, with just being themselves and saying shit how it is, you know.
We're speaking with Cartel Prezi representing Florida. Listen, he is known on the streets as the best freestyle rapper in the game right now. Hey, they're giving you the title, they're giving you the clout. Viewers and listeners, I'm giving you a little special treat. His agent and publicist said, no rapping, no singing on our show, but when I get the artist alone in here, I got a little bit of convincing I'm able to do so. It is my pleasure to show you a little bit of the talent of Cartel Prezi. Let me give you a beat, sir.
Yeah. Why you get me on the spot? Don't get me on the spot. Whipping up that rollie, man, I whip it on your block. Whipping up that rock, nah, I whipped it in a pot. Every time I came, you know I got that sick drop. I got that sick drop. I make the clock go tick tock, this ain't no wristwatch. Yeah, I'm on a big block, I got them big rocks. Yeah, I got a big Glock, let the sig talk. Let the sig talk. Man, I ain't no flaming, no banger. You know me, I'm hanging. You know me, I'm slanging. Your bitch is brainy. She bringing me cane. Bringing me brains. You know I'm insane. You know I'm insane. You know I ain't playing. You know I be spraying. Jump in the Cadillac. You don't want cardiac. Two shots, no attack. Leave you with a heart attack. Leave you with no skull. These bitches so dull. I got my girl on the pot. I tie the money in knots. I whipping on your block. I whip it so you can't talk. You know I got them stacks. You know I got the Mac. You know I got the whip. Made the dealership take it back. Cause I need a new one. Need a car with no roof, son. Know me, I'm ballin'. Ain't never callin'. Hoes blow me up. Hoes throw me up. You don't wanna know what. Man, you so dumb. Bitch is so dumb.
Hey! Prezi Cartel, man. That's some fresh shit, man. I like that. That ain't easy to do. Yo, that's Cartel Prezi just dropping a little freestyle off the dome right there. It's a little taste. He wasn't supposed to do it. I'm going to get in trouble from his agent publicist, but hey, listen. Only on the Talk Golden to Me show. We got to give the viewers and listeners inside peeks, something they can never hear. So, yo, I appreciate you flowing a little bit, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to get shit right now from Danny. Danny's going to be like, yo, why the fuck you freestyle?
It's all good. You tell him Golden TV made you.
Yeah, I got peer pressured, you know.
Peer pressure, bitch. Yo, music videos. You still making a couple of videos from the Rich Prezi album? What's next?
Yeah. Actually, I have 3 songs that I'm going to shoot videos for. That, you know, one thing I've learned is don't skimp out on music videos. Don't skimp out on music videos. I repeat, don't skimp out on music videos. So with that being said, you know, a budget these days for a good video runs anywhere from $1 to $5,000, even $10,000, depending on what you want. So with that being said, I have things in schedule. Next month I start filming on Trap It Out, which was one of the singles from Rich Prezi. But yeah, right now my main goal is to make some music videos for a couple songs off the Rich Prezi album.
That'll be dope. Hopefully you make them right down here in Florida. Keep the film and arts alive down here. Maybe I'll make a little cameo in one of them. I'll throw the gold outfit on. I'll throw the gold in the beard.
Do it. Come through.
Hey, come through. We'll have some fun, man.
You're always welcome, man.
Yo, I feel like you have like a desire to like help other artists and like kind of give back. I could just tell like the way you talk and always trying to like share advice and knowledge.
Yeah, it's like I said, right? Like a lot of people, they try to hold back secrets or like, you know, they don't want to. One thing I've learned, right? Like when you're doing good, people don't want to see you doing good, right? So if people can prevent you from doing good, they're going to prevent you from doing good. So, like, once you learn that you don't need anybody, all you need is yourself, you know, you, I feel like it's kind of like a secret to life, right? Like, if you can learn to be self-sustaining, you don't need anybody. Like, why not help other people get to where they want to get to alongside you, right? Like, I feel like instead of pushing people away or not helping people, like, you can unify and you could become a stronger force, right? So the person you helped yesterday might help you back tomorrow when you need it. So,
yo, dropping golden nuggets, words of wisdom. Let me give you a couple golden nuggets. Here we go. I got a couple golden nuggets. You keep these right here, mate.
Okay.
You got some golden nuggets, because that's all you've been doing on our show is sharing knowledge and wisdom and nuggets, because people come on here for advice. They come on, they listen to the show for wisdom and inspiration.
Yeah.
So I think what you've been sharing a lot doesn't only mean you have to be a musician in the music industry. Like I said, you could be utilizing these tips in life, which I like a lot, man.
That's the thing, right? Like, industries are just industries, right? Whether it's music, whether it's acting, or whether it's even a sales job, you know, it's all the same type of work ethic, right? So you can carry these kind of core principles around and use them to succeed in whatever industry. Because the same way that you have let's say you want to be a lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can help, you know, you can learn from other lawyers, right? Like, the same way a musician can learn from other musicians, right? There's no me, right? You have to learn how to collaborate. You have to learn how to listen to people's advice. Because a lot of times you hear advice, you don't want to fucking take it, you know? Nobody wants to be told, like, yo, your shit just isn't working, bro. You need to do this. Nobody wants to hear that, right? But once you learn how to accept when people are right, when they're giving you advice, you know, it doesn't matter the industry. It doesn't matter if it's music or if it's law or whatever it is, you know?
Well, I think everyone should always have that aspiration to be better. Don't ever think, oh, I know it all. I'm at the peak.
Yeah.
Keep getting better. Keep working on your craft, whether you're LeBron James, who's still practicing, a musician or a teacher, whatever the case may be, is always still work on your craft, always still be willing to learn. I love constructive criticism when people, or give me some advice in that nature.
Yeah. I love it too. And I've noticed the people who aren't successful hate it. You know, people who aren't successful, they hate being critiqued, you know, but it's part of the game, you know, and especially in this industry, you know, if you're going to act like a little bitch when you get critiqued, man, find a different industry.
That's it. You got to have thick ass skin. Listen, you're the one that chose to be in the hardest industry out of them all. There's nothing harder than the music industry. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, that's why. Brutal. That's why it took you know, when I was like started making music, I realized this is gonna be a long, long ride, right? And I could be a broke ass prezzy, you know, this whole time, or I could like figure out a different way to succeed, and then, you know, treat this as more of an art, because that's what it is. It's an art.
Absolutely, man. Yo, all our guests, when they come on the show, we all make them play a little fun game. It's called Word for Word. It's pretty easy, man. You just got to be brutally honest. I might say a public figure. I might say a color. You just got to say the first word that comes to your mind and be brutally honest. You got it, right?
Yeah. I've seen you drill a couple people.
Right? All right. He's seen it on the show before. I think he's come prepared, so I'm going to have to make these words a little harder. So here we go. Word for word. With Cartel Prezzy, producer, give me the little game show beat music we play when we play this fun game. There it is. All right, here we go. Cartel Prezzy, word for word on the Talk Gold to Me video podcast. I say one word or maybe a name. You say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Beach.
Sun.
Pablo.
Escobar.
Miami.
Sun.
Cardi.
B.
Golden.
Nuggets.
Slim.
Jim.
Apple.
Orange.
Technology.
Server.
Beat.
A little beat?
I like that accent used. TikTok.
Clock.
I love that. Yo, that was word for word with Cartel Prez. I had to say TikTok, dude, because I was dying at some of your TikTok videos earlier. You having some fun with that. You like TikTok?
Yeah. TikTok is cool. I'm not so stoked about having to build up a whole different, like, audience.
I'm surprised Instagram hasn't bought TikTok yet.
It might just be a matter of time.
Man, link them all together.
Right.
Yo, great social media follow. So find him on TikTok. Find him right on Instagram. It's Cartel Prezi. You'll see the blue check. You'll know you got the right one. This man is just rising the charts. He's blowing up on the music industry. If you are a novice and you want to get into this industry, I think that you can hit him up, man.
Yeah.
This guy's got a heart that's just willing to help out. So if you have questions, advice, hit him up, and he'll help you steer you in the right direction, which is cool. Not a lot of artists do that. A lot of artists, man, are selfish. They only look out for themselves. But I could tell you from the short time that I've known the Prez right here that he's everything but that. So he just wants to make sure that everyone's on the right track, because a lot of people waste time, a lot of people waste money. And especially if you're from Florida, hit him up, because we want to see our own down here. Win. So Cartel Prezi, man, I appreciate you joining the show, man. Sure. Viewers and listeners, if you are watching this, share, subscribe, like, do all that great stuff. Helps us bring on awesome guests like Cartel Prezi onto the show. Go ahead and download his new album, Rich Prezi. This thing is hot. Check out the videos that are going to be launching this year. So just a lot more in store, man. Just more. I'm loving it.
It's a lot coming up, and I'm never going to stop.
Don't stop.
Don't ever stop.
Keep flowing. Keep making music. Keep producing, man. We appreciate your time. Viewers and listeners, we, of course, appreciate your time for joining us, as always. Talk Golden to Me video podcast show, your boy Golden TV, here in Boca at the studios at the Berman Law Group. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.